one of the greatest singers ever, R. Kelly. Good morning.
Man, I love that introduction, man. What's up, Kyle?
Man, because it's true. And I've said it before, I'll keep saying it. How you doing, R. Kelly?
I'm great, man. I'm great.
Where are you calling from this morning?
I'm in Chicago, studio.
Because I heard you had moved to Atlanta. Not true?
I'm back and forth, man. But, you know, I'm not leaving Chicago, baby.
When you do new music, you have to do it in Chicago. That's where you feel most comfortable?
Well, most comfortable, but I do have a studio in Atlanta that I'm opening up now, you know, that I've been working out of, actually.
Yeah?
For the last, what, 3 or 4 months? Yeah. So, you know, the music is in me, so it's all good.
What drew you to Atlanta? What drew you to Atlanta?
Just the people, the fans. It kind of remind me of Chicago. You know, I call Atlanta Chicago's cousin. So, you know, I'm already is up there, you know.
Well, he's working on his his 14th studio album called The Buffet. All right.
Okay. You're going to do for buffets what you did for cars.
Wow. All right, man.
Man, when you were on the ship, you turned it out. You did not disappoint. Thank you so much. And even though a lot of people said, even though a lot of people said he didn't sing all his hits, how can he?
There's no That's way right. you can.
How many hits? How many?
I would have had to sell away with y'all.
I know. All right. I think I didn't count, but I'm just guessing. You did 30 hits in your 90-minute set on the cruise ship. Is that about right?
Yeah, I was trying to get it all in, man. Absolutely.
How many hits do you have, R. Kelly?
Oh man, I don't know.
You can't
I don't
count?
Look at it like that. I don't even know, man. I couldn't tell you.
How many times a week do you go to the mailbox?
Direct deposit.
Oh, direct deposit.
I've never been to a mailbox.
Yeah, I was going old school like Tom, but direct deposit.
Yeah, speaking of money, you know, we see these stories. Are you broke? Because we see all these stories about you losing houses and going bankrupt and all that.
Oh man, am I broke? Wow, I wouldn't say I'm broke at all, but you know. You know what? I'll tell you one thing.
How can you possibly be broke and you have all these hits?
Exactly. I should have said yeah, because I'm tired of people asking me for money.
How many years in the business now, R. Kelly?
Man, about 27 years, man.
Wow.
And what were the best years so far?
The best years was every year. Every day, every second, every hour. Mm. You know,
what
because everything, you know, through those years put me where I'm at now. And I'm at my strongest right now. And my character is strong. I feel good. Better than I've ever felt before. So, you know, I'm
what
crazy.
Was your first song you heard on the radio and where were you? Your song.
Ooh, that was Vibe.
Yeah.
I think somebody woke me up to it saying I was on the radio or something like that.
What a wake-up call.
What a wake-up call.
Here's my memory of early Robert Kelly. I'm at GCI, and we're doing street hits, grand openings, you know, gas stations, beauty supply stores for the radio station.
Sure.
And this guy comes by with his Casio playing Stevie Wonder songs.
His Casio.
Yeah, and it was a guy named...
Robert
Kelly.
Robert.
Remember those days? I don't care where. I'd show up to do a street hit, a grand opening, a gas station, a beauty supply store, whatever. And you would show up and you would just start playing.
I remember that, man. I will never forget that.
You'd have your shades on and you'd do all the Stevie Wonder songs.
According to what people say, I'm going to be back then in a couple of weeks doing that same thing.
Well, I got a street hit coming up, R. Kelly. I'll call you. When you did the song that stood out most for me is I just played it, When a Woman Loves. And That is such, you sing so hard. It's no wonder you had some throat problems. But you did that song on the ship, and I stood and I said, that's my R. Kelly right there.
Yeah.
How is the throat? Everything?
Yeah, well,
it must be all right because you sang that song.
Oh man, I'm great, man. That was 2 years ago, and you know I've been back, you know, to normal. You know, a month after that actually, and you know I just pulled something. I forgot what they even said. It was so long ago, but I'm in tip top shape, man. You know, and I was on tour every night. I didn't get a break. I sang like 7-8 days straight, and I'd be doing all of my hits, and then I get down to that one song, which is one of the hardest songs to sing live.
Yeah.
You know, because you got to hit the big notes in the end. When a woman loves, you got to hit that, man.
You got to hit it
and
hard.
It's like like you're on Star Search at that time. But there's all those star shows now. So that's, it was a hard thing to do every night. So it just got the best of me on that last night of the tour.
So I take it that the buffet is going to be just a lot of your music, different genres and different types of music, and giving us a variety, a sample of a lot of different music.
Well, yeah, you know, it's all you can hear.
The finals tomorrow night. Who you got? Who you got in the finals? The NBA finals.
Oh man, Curry and them, man. You know, I mean, I love LeBron game. You know, we all know what LeBron can do, but I believe it's Del Curry.
He's going light skin, player.
He's going with Dell's little boy, huh?
He's going light skin.
He's going light skin, man.
All right.
You know.
And you still having fun with the Funk Fest, huh?
All right, R. Kelly, my man. Thanks so much for what you did for us on the cruise. And we look forward to the buffet coming out, man.